Well, a happy New Year's Eve to you and yours. I'm Mike Davis. I am here with South Carolina Commissioner of Agriculture Hugh Weathers, and I trust you had a wonderful Christmas. I guess you could say we got something of an early Christmas present from our friends in Washington, D.C. on December the 21st. On December the 21st, Commissioner, they did pass a continuing resolution to keep the government running, and there were a few little gifts in there for agriculture.
Yes, it was. It was really a trying week, the way it looked like it was going back and forth. Politics, as usual, raised its head, and so many differing interests. But it was really encouraging to see that naturally they have to pass the continuing resolution to fund government, and the only thing that was added was this assistance for disaster relief as well as economic relief, reflecting the year that farmers have had. So we're very thankful for that, thankful for our delegation, South Carolina delegation support for it. The help will be much needed. I think the disaster, the economic relief might be able to get out there a little quicker, because that will come through the Farm Service Agency, and they have those mechanisms in place, and I think there are some per acre amounts for the different crops that farmers grew. So it is good to see that got passed, and now is the critical time of getting those dollars out ahead of the planting season for 2025.
Have you heard anything about a timeline for distributing those funds, Commissioner?
Well, again, I think the mechanisms at FSA should be in place for those crops that have the dollar amount with the limit per farm and things like that. Then the other piece may come in form of block grants to the states for us to administer, because they fall out of the realm of the normal programs for USDA. So that's what we're working on right now, and as soon as we get some clarity, we'll make that known to our farmers.
Very, very good. Well, I know that you and your department will be on top of that. And as we head with now in the rearview mirror, 2025 starting to become a little bit more distant, we're heading in 2024 in the rearview mirror. 2025 is straight ahead. Any thoughts as we get ready to flip the calendar?
Well, we flip the calendar, and we always start every year with that attitude. It's going to be a better year, and I think 2025 has a pretty easy chance to be a better year for some of us. Some farmers did well, but maybe we can start off by saying let's thrive in 25. How about that?
I like that. I like that a lot, and I'll go along with that. And a very happy new year to you and yours, and to all of our listeners from all of us here at the Southern Farm Network.